And some of our local fairs are really not that small. They're phenomenal, and they've got so much to offer. And then obviously the Big E kicks off today, and so we really do have you covered. We're going to start with the Berlin Fair, which began, I believe it began last night. Matt, I can't. Is that okay? Is this Fran? Are you there?
I am here. Yes, it began four o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Nice, Fran Reck, president of the Berlin Fair, joining us here on Brian and Company. I mean, the weather couldn't be better, right, Fran? I mean, this is just awesome.
This is fantastic weather. I have a late uncle who was a member, and I keep looking up at the sky and saying, thank you, Uncle Carmen. You know, I think he's got something to do with this for me, so it's pretty good. Fantastic weather.
You know, in looking at everything, I mean, it's not like a small fair. I mean, it's got so much going on. I just let people know, in terms of admission, you know, $15 for adults. The four-day adult pass is usually the best gig if you're not too far away. Seniors are 10. Active military is free. Veterans are 10. Children 11 under free. Students today from 11 to 2 is free if you're a student. So get and on then, top of that.
Yeah, children 11 and under are free all weekend long. So that's a great thing, a great draw to bring people in.
What's the best time to go in terms of, like, we got great weather all through the fair. So in terms of, like, the best time to go in terms of just not wanting to wait in line for the best food or rides, what's the best time?
If you get here pretty much right at opening, today it'll be 11. And, you know, even within the first hour or even 2 hours of the opening of any day, all the booths will be open and ready to go. There's people on the grounds right now starting to cook stuff. Get everything prepped and ready to go. So, I mean, later on this afternoon and through the evening, it'll be jam-packed. All the ground areas are covered. We've got quite a few vendors on the lots this year. It's more packed than it's ever been. There's almost every corner of the fairgrounds has something going on.
Well, tell us, we're talking with Fran Reck, president of the Berlin Fair. Again, it started yesterday. It goes all the way through. Today's the 13th, so it goes through Sunday. You know, we're going to talk to the four-town fair. You know, we got the Durham Fair next week. We got the Big E starts today. What differentiates your fair?
Well, we're right in the heart of Connecticut. Essentially, if you drew an X through the state of Connecticut, you can get here. There's 91, 84, Route 9. It's very easy to get to. We have on-site parking for about 2,000 cars. So we're one of the few fairs that have a lot of on-site parking. When the lots get full, we have continuous bus service. Today it'll start from Eversource later in the afternoon, I believe 5. ASSA ABLOY will run from early on to today. So that's an easy job. You know, you pick up at the bus lot and you get dropped off right at the front gate and you're in the door pretty quickly. So that's a big advantage for us. In this case, we have every local church, civic organization, whether they be a volunteer fire department or church or Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, they have a booth. This is one of their biggest fundraisers of the year as well. And we're expecting a good crowd today, tomorrow, and hopefully Sunday.
When's the Demolition Derby?
Demolition Derby was last night, actually. They did a special figure eight demo derby last night, and that ran till a good 9:30, 9:45 last night, and I'm actually right by that track. I'm looking at it right now. There'll be a lot of prep work for our trucks and our tractor pulls throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
We have an on-site little go-kart track. The Kart Club will be down there. They'll be doing some exhibitions, and this is usually their end of their year finals for the championship.
And again, sorry to interrupt, Fran. We're talking with Fran Reck, president of the Berlin Fair. Of course, started yesterday, goes through Sunday. If you want to hit it at the right time, the best time to go is right around the open. Prices are really modest. I know you got the rides and the games. Can you just quickly, we got to run one or two quick food highlights because people love the food.
So we have an area that has one of our specialty booths has you know, a lot of deep fried delights is the name of the booth. But there's churches that have full chicken dinner. There's another church that has turkey legs. One of the volunteer fire departments is especially known for their freedom fries. That line extends a lot. You can pretty much find any type of food you want here. Fair food right to a full meal, actually.
And there's a, just, There's a martini room. I mean, listen, there's something for everybody. If you go to ctberlinfair.com, it has the website's actually really good. It's got tons of information from the exhibits to the food to the entertainment to the vendors and a whole bunch of stuff. Fran, I hope it's awesome this weekend. The weather's going to cooperate, and I hope people do too.
Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate your support.
Oh, always, always. Fran Reck, president of the Berlin Fair. Now, I got him off because we're supposed to get the four town fair on. And then we have, obviously, the Big E. We got Chaz, the cream puff man, is coming in later this morning. I got to manage my intake of the cream puff, because if I go Tommy right into cream puff, I might need to go sit down. So the four town fair is in Summers, right? And that's another one that starts yesterday as well and goes through the weekend. And that one opens up on the weekend as early as 8 a.m. And it goes all the way through to 11, both tonight and tomorrow night. And Sunday it goes till 5 o'clock. And there's just, you know, there's a ton of stuff there too. I mean, I personally, like, I actually still love going through the animal side of stuff. I just think it's just neat. And I love the fact that there's still, you know, a strong agricultural, agrarian kind of thing going on here in Connecticut.